On the cover, Ben and Kalino sit in school desks at the back of a room that seems to go on forever. Kalino is slouching in his chair and stretching to pass Ben a note. We can see way at the front of the classroom, a tiny blackboard reads, "Test Day."
Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry.
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
Now with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 24, The Hawks. Issue 1, Day 1, Knowledge.
We open on a page of Protean City High School with a banner across the front steps. The banner reads, "Hawks Week. Register now." On the next page, we get a side-by-side flashback panel. It's like one page, half Ben's room, half Kalino's room. They're both reading the same letter. They have a kind of puzzled look on their face, maybe. I don't know how you read mail, but it's from school. You got a letter from school. So you're poring over this letter, and we have like a zoomed-in panel on the next page showing exactly what the letter says. "Dear Ben / Kalino, as juniors at Protean City High School, you are hereby invited to participate in the annual Hawk exam. The Hero Assessment of Will and Knowledge, as you know, is a yearly exam offered to juniors who have shown outstanding potential both in the classroom and in the community. You have shown a clear commitment to bettering and protecting this city, and as such have qualified for this exam. The Hawks are a necessary and fundamental step on your journey to becoming a sanctioned hero. If it is your goal to pursue a major or minor in heroing at Protean City University or any other affiliated institution, your Hawk scores will be crucial in determining your placement at a university level. The knowledge exam will be held in 2 weeks' time on Thursday morning in the Protean City High cafeteria. The will exam will take place the next day at the same time. All participants will have use of the PCH training facilities, faculty office hours, and libraries for 3 weekdays preceding the exam. Please take advantage of all the resources available to you in order to prepare adequately. Please respond to the registrar by..." And then the bottom kind of gets kind of fuzzy because nobody gives a shit. And Protean City comic writers are notorious for like not nailing down times and dates that are specific. So we're not going to do that either.
Okay.
"It starts on a Thursday in 2 weeks." Great. So what are you going to do? It is an elective exam, but you do need it if you choose to pursue heroing.
So I would probably be super excited about this. And it's not something that it's not something you sign up for in terms of like applying to.
Correct.
I mean, I know you register for it, but this is something that you get as an invitation.
Correct.
You don't. Okay. So it's not like I went and signed up and was like, "Consider me for this."
Correct.
Okay.
It's kind of part of the application process to the university heroing program. You have to do this first and you have to be invited because they don't want, not everybody gets to be a superhero.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little more confused. I get, like, Mark, the player, understands that why Ben would have gotten something with his name on it. Kalino's confused why his name's on it. I thought he was, you know, fairly on the down low. Who?
Are you not a good academic student?
Why would I mean, yes, but what part of that lends itself to heroing as far as most people are concerned?
Do none of your teachers know who you are?
No.
I can think of one person that knows who you are, talking about Dr. Morris.
Well, I know who we're talking about.
She is a mouse scientist professor at the university. But I'm sure that word has gotten to her through some channel. Your identity is connected, if not well known.
So if Kalino puts it together faster than Mark, he would be pretty honored because he values Dr. Morris's opinion and thinks very highly of her.
Yeah.
So he is going to take this more seriously than he generally does when it comes to he's not a bad student, but he doesn't necessarily need to apply himself, so he often doesn't. And I think here he would take this a lot more seriously.
Right. You two both know that you're in the same grade, may or may not have both gotten invited to this. Would you check in with each other, or would you just go in with the assumption that you're alone or together or whatever?
Probably when I got the letter. So when Ben gets the letter, he would probably have to like think through the logic a little bit, and because I'd be excited to tell Kalino, like, hey, this is cool. But I'd probably like take my phone out and start like typing out a message, and before I hit send, I'd have to run through all the logic of, okay, Kalino is also a hero, but people don't know he's a hero. So mm-hmm. is he going to be upset if I tell him that I got this and he didn't? But I'm not sure if I'm going to. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably sitting there for quite a while, like
with a text set up
and deleting parts of the text and then retyping it and then deleting it and changing it back again.
Like any good friend does.
Yeah. And I'm just not sure whether or not I want to actually tell you because I'm worried that you won't know.
How well known is this exam in
the
lore? Okay, so this is common knowledge.
This is the equivalent of Protean City SATs, with the exception that you have to be invited to take it. But you need it in order to pursue a heroing major. Other people that you know probably had to take it.
Did Sage take it?
I don't know that she would have actually taken it, speaking as Sage's player, but she probably was invited.
Okay.
Personally, don't know if she would have. She's probably like a solid B student. I don't know if she would have submitted herself to an academic exam.
So while Ben, I'm assuming for the sake of the story, we both are reading this letter simultaneously.
Oh, of course.
So I am also in the process of texting Ben about this. Mm-hmm. And my message is just really short. It's like, hey, did you get a letter? Right. Because then I can be like, oh, it's, you know, it was just junk or whatever. It was like, oh yeah, stupid ring ceremony, you know, BS or whatever. So he's gonna write it out and look at it and be like, yeah, that sounds okay, and send it like pretty quickly.
Okay. So seeing that, I feel much better. And I was gonna be I did. Is it about the Hawks?
Yeah, I got one too, and it says it's in 2 weeks, which I don't feel is enough time to prepare.
No, it's fine. I've already got a PDF study guide. I can make a copy and email it over to you.
How did you do that?
Internet.
Well, yeah, sure, I'll take it. Dude, let's just come on over and we'll look it over together.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Let me grab some things together. I'll come over.
I just want to add that Kalino's parents would be incredibly supportive of somebody coming over to visit Kalino, since he's not had the best
year. That's what I was going to say.
So they would be like, they're going to like pull out all the stops and be like, hey,
well, Mom's Dad,
how are you?
Mom is not home.
Okay.
As per usual, she's, I'm sure, at the hospital, Mall Hospital. First Memorial Mall Hospital in Purdue City. But Dad is like in rare form. He is making pizza. He has made smoothies. He is wearing his best Hawaiian shirt and just thrilled to entertain.
Oh, no, he doesn't even know that I'm coming over. This is just what this is just what he does on the
You're definitely going to get like when you knock on the door and he opens the door, he's definitely going to give you like the most awkward dad bear hug ever. It's like, I've never met you before, but you're my son's friend and I love you.
Yeah, I feel like I would definitely be like, hey, hi, my name's Ben. I'm friends with Kalino. It's nice to meet you, Mr. K. And he would interrupt me and be like, no. Just call me. And I can't
what
remember
is
your
his
dad's
first
name.
His
father's dad's first name is Polani.
Polani, right.
Yeah, yeah, he'd be like, call me Polani. Call me Polani.
Yeah.
Like, pal, Lonnie, Polani. You got it.
Yeah.
Cool. And then he's going to like force feed you pizza. You guys are now at the Kahananui residence. It's probably evening-ish, but not late or anything, like dinner time.
Yeah.
Pizza time.
Yeah. So where are you going to go to discuss / study / plan?
Oh, just my room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen his room before? Have you been to his house before?
Not that I know of.
No, you've been nearby.
Yeah.
Because of the Falcon Down conclusion was, I don't think it was in his neighborhood, but it was walking distance.
Yeah, yeah, it was blocks away.
Yeah. So you've been close, but I don't know if you've actually canonically been there before.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Cool. So what do you think of his room? He's got some like Hawaiian stuff.
I'm trying to remember what was established as being in there before.
You definitely have a statue of King Kamehameha. Mm-hmm. You have a plastic pizza necklace container thing.
Yeah, and I have a poster on the wall of it's one of the elements of the periodic table. I forget what that just one block is called, but it's Kahana Nui'um.
Nerd.
Wow.
Is Isaac in your room somewhere?
Oh, yeah, Isaac's there.
Does he have, like, a cute bed? Is it cute?
Oh, he's kind of cute no matter where he goes.
I was going to say, that's kind of a leading question.
I know.
But he's got to be pretty, like, he doesn't have a bed that's easily visible. Like, it's going to be, like, tucked in the closet somewhere.
All I'm saying is, if Ben is anything like Rob, he's going to go right for the cute critter on the floor.
So, yeah, when I walk in, I sort of pause for a minute and look around and have to take in all of this Hawaiianness that's being thrown at me. But like, it's cool. You're Kalino. I get you. I know what makes you tick. So I do my Ben thing. I probably like throw my coat and backpack like onto your bed or in a corner somewhere, or even just like in the middle of a room. I'd probably go up and be like, "Hey Isaac, what's up?" Start like petting him.
So when I close the door, I want to have like I tap on my like headboard or something, and that's kind of my signal to Isaac, like, it's safe.
You can come out.
Just because the door closes doesn't mean that wherever he's hidden, he just come out and do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So like I just kind of tap and be like, "All right, we're good."
Okay.
And then
he comes out. Happens. Okay, perfect. So
I just want to ask him like, Isaac, have you ever taken any exams like this? So no.
He's gonna like purr a little because he sees that you brought Ben and he likes Ben, so he's gonna.
But yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I don't really know if you actually wanna study for this. I mean, you know. We're gonna nail this thing. Do we really need to study?
I don't think you're being serious, right? It's a joke. You're making jokes.
It's the Hawks. Come on, we're heroes. You and me, we go in there. We're gonna. Why? This is just a formality.
Yeah, Kalino looks really confused and is like, "Okay, maybe for you. You have a study guide PDF. I don't know what's on this thing. I've not lived in Protean City for my whole life. Like, I have no idea what they're going to ask."
Okay. All right. Let me think. So there's not, like, you don't have to know the city. It's not a history test or anything like that. They're not asking you the history of the city, but just, you know, general, like, you know, okay, so there's, okay, so imagine, all right, so people like, so there's a bus and a villain comes in. No. Here, let me send you the PDF. Check out the first chapter. And I like take out my phone and send you an email.
Okay, and I'm looking at it and it's like really, really basic things like a hero is defined as someone who does good often without any sort of perceived benefit to themselves and blah. And I'm like, I'm not going to ask that.
I mean, it's in the study book.
Okay. So day one is the knowledge test. Day two is the will test. So not a lot of information is available for the will test because it's more of a, like a field exam, has to do with, your ability to react appropriately to things, take cautious action, minimal collateral damage, that kind of thing. There isn't a study guide for that. That's more of a either you can do stuff like this or you can't. That's where studying at school, in the research facility, in the labs, using the teachers, definitely a plus. The knowledge exam is a little bit different. It's divided up into skill assessments. You get to choose what skill you are being tested on. So it's based on the skills most prized by the examinee as you would use them in your heroing. The options are research, history, math, technology, science, and management. Those are your choices.
How many do you select from?
One.
Oh.
Yes. That would be kind of akin to your specialization as a hero.
Gotcha.
So like Sage never would have taken the math test. Would have been a disaster. Alina, probably going to take management or history or research.
So what one are you going to take?
You know, probably technology. But I don't know. Like science could be interesting. But yeah, I'm going to go technology. Like I've always thought I'd sort of challenge myself a little bit. But I mean, technology.
Yeah, I'm going to go with history.
Oh, okay. Weird.
No, I'm kidding.
That Kalino brand humor.
Oh, come on. I mean,
yeah,
you did look a little.
Yeah, I know. You really. We all know your skills are in management.
Yeah, right. I can manage Isaac like 60% of the time.
Yeah, and I'm gonna do research because I love looking things up on the internet and I don't get distracted at all. By the way, did you see this like new webcomic?
Kalino looks at the comic and then he looks back at the study guide and he's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do the math. Let's begin.
Yeah. So the book is broken up into like the different skills. So you can just find the math section and it's kind of just like a textbook review. Like it's got a bunch of math stuff in it. You probably already know it. So like check out the practice questions.
As he passes you the study guide, you hear a knock on the door and your dad enthusiastically enters before the knock has completed. He starts to open the door.
Just to be clear, Isaac immediately just balls up, rolls under something.
Yeah, he's good like that. Hey guys, nothing like a dinner break for studying.
Hey, pal.
That's the one.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah,
and we've been studying.
He comes in with two full pizzas, like personal pizzas. He's like, I didn't know what you liked, so I made a little bit of everything. This one's got some pineapple. This one's got some chicken. This one's got some barbecue. You know, I just wanted you guys to be comfortable, well-fed, ready for this test. That's what we're doing, right? We're taking a test.
Yeah. Yeah, we're studying for... And then I sort of look over at Kalino.
The entire time... that he's talking. Right. As soon as he finished, Kalina's like, you could have knocked. Like he brought in like a dozen pizzas and talked for 2 minutes straight. And the second he finishes, Kalina's like, Dad, what the hell? Knock.
I'm sorry, bud. I just want to be like friendly. And this is like the first friend you brought over besides that weird girl a while ago. And I just want to like be supportive. In any case, he's just excited you have a friend. Assume that you guys spend some time studying, eating a lot of pizza.
Yes.
And probably passing out from carb intake, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
Would either of you take advantage of the facilities at the school on that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday preceding the exam?
Yes, but Kalina wouldn't. He wouldn't do so, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Or he would take advantage to kind of get a feel for what they could ask him to do. Mm-hmm. But, like, he's not going to go all out and risk blowing his identity.
Right. What kind of facilities would you then be using? Like, the library or, like, study halls, things like that?
I mean, yes, for the more academic stuff. But I thought we were talking more along the lines of, like, like fields or practice.
Right. There are definitely like field practice rooms and like a gym that's specially equipped for superpowers and things like that. But if you're trying to hide it, those are pretty common public areas, and other people taking the test will be able to see them.
I would still go and at least check it out.
Yeah.
To see what other people are doing to try to get an idea of what could be asked. Like, if other people are preparing for it in these ways, well, maybe I should prepare for it as well. I can do that somewhere else. That's a little more private, but
cool.
I would still go and see what there is.
Okay. And Ben?
Yeah, I would use the facilities there. I'm in the IT club.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Mrs. Stresky, you know, just she's already given me access to most of the things. I don't really need to ask permission, but she's our club advisor.
She loves you.
Yeah.
What does she teach?
Oddly, history.
She has like a knack for IT though.
Yeah.
It's just where she got assigned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she have any powers?
Not that we know of.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of up to teachers whether they want to sort of show whether or not they have powers. So as far as we know, she doesn't. But anytime there's a teacher who doesn't show any powers, most of the kids at the school come up with crazy ideas for them.
For what being, they are.
Yeah, they're probably actually really super, super powered. And they just don't want us to know.
That checks out. I mean, I wouldn't want you to know.
Yeah.
But she loves you. She's a big fan of Benny Schultz.
Yeah, she does call me Benny Schultz all the time.
Oh, that Benny. He's so good. All right, great. So, exam day. We get the same initial panel of Protean City High with a new banner reading Hawk Exams. We see kind of a panel of the school and then Ben and Kalino's backs as they're like looking at the front steps, looking at the banner. It's a nice image of like, guys, you're about to sit the most important exam of your young academic lives. This is like a big deal. Just want you to take in the gravity of this two-page spread of school.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Across the entire thing. You turn the page, and then the first thing that you see is Ben turns to Kalino and goes, holy crap, I think I should have studied more. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
And there's like a serious eye roll moment of like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, like the next panel is just Kalino just turns and it's like a side profile of Kalino as Ben is still facing straight forward. And Kalino just doesn't say anything. He's like stone faced. He just turns and like makes eye contact with him. Just turns back. Like,
what did you decide to wear to your exam today? You can wear pretty much whatever you want. You can wear your student clothes. You can wear your hero uniform. It's your choice how you show up for the exam.
Kalino basically wore his all black costume, not the hooded or not the like face covering part, mm-hmm. but just like a bodysuit kind of thing, like all black.
Okay.
So like it's very flexible. He's going to be comfortable moving in it.
Did you bring Isaac?
Yes.
Okay. Ben?
Mm-hmm. So what Ben is wearing will look very familiar to fans of the comics. So he's wearing like pants. He's wearing a hoodie. But normally the hoodies are dirty. They probably haven't been washed in several weeks. I don't know what they're called, but the little like pull things for like tightening the hoodie are either missing or like one of them is out and it's not mm-hmm. there. This is a little bit nicer. So sort of like a sports hoodie. Mm-hmm. So like something you might wear when you see people who are really serious about running.
It's like got that windbreaker, like water whisking material.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. It probably has a little, I don't know if monogram is the right word, but it's got a little lambda on it.
Uh-huh.
The symbol for frequency.
Of course.
In science. And then
solid.
Yeah. And then some, you know, nice pants. So it's not like a superhero It's not like a super suit looking thing.
Yeah. And did you bring anything with you akin to like gadgets or headphones or tech gear?
I've got headphones on mm-hmm. around my neck underneath the hoodie. Mm-hmm. And then I've got a backpack because we're going to school with my normal school stuff. But in it, I still have like a little mini drone. This one's smaller. It's not really going to lift anyone, but it can still do stuff.
Cool beans.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So we flip the page to see the interior of Protean City High, where a line of students has formed in front of like a registration table. It's one of those folding tables with a cheap plastic tablecloth over it, with two teachers sitting behind it working their registration. It's at the end of a hallway, and you know that behind the table, the hallway leads to the cafeteria area at the kind of the back of the school. So you see two teachers sitting at the table doing registration. I'd like both of you to describe one of your teachers. Feel free to use the one you've already made up if you want. Who's working registration?
So Mrs. Drusky is sitting there. She's younger. She's not like a very young teacher. Like she's not new, but she's probably, she would tell her students that she's turning 38. She may or may not actually be turning 38.
Right.
You could see her having said that for the past few years. You mm-hmm. could also see her lying about her age to make it seem like she's a little bit older.
Cool.
But she's got very, very like curly black hair. Uh-huh. That's just a big poof.
Yep.
Pretty much everywhere. And she's got like a sweater on. Like it's unbuttoned, but it's just over her shirt. Yeah, that sounds
like
that
the
sounds
over the shoulders kind of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my arms aren't in it. It's just draped gracefully over my shoulders.
Correct.
And this is not practical at all, but it looks like something a teacher should do.
Correct.
Got it.
She's got a lanyard with her ID with all different markers and pens.
Precious.
All like clipped into it. And most likely as like different students walk up, especially if any of them have capes, if they're wearing, mm-hmm. she probably motions to her sweater and is like, oh, I've got my cape today too, but yours looks so much better.
I officially love this woman. She's the best. So yes, Miss Strusky is there.
Yep.
She's working the A through K.
I was about to ask if split it up that way. And the other teacher there is Mr. Itoy. He is in his mid to late 20s, Japanese-American. But yeah, he is in his mid 20s, but he looks really young. So he dresses up to kind of make sure that you are still students. And even though I appear to be pretty close to you in age, I'm wearing more or less a suit. And you got to respect me.
Right. What does he teach?
He teaches a science. Like earth science or something like that.
Okay. And where do you know him from? He's your science teacher or just from around?
I'm trying to think of like... Yeah, Kalina would have had him last year, right? That makes sense, right? I don't know when people take...
Earth science is like freshman.
Would be like freshman year.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Well, Kalina wasn't here as a freshman, so...
Right.
Maybe he probably just knows him from like... He's a friendly guy. And
he
like
could be
Kalina
your class advisor.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
All right, cool. And does he have any powers that we know of?
Not that we know of, but it is suspected that he has some kind of super strength.
Okay.
Nobody's ever seen him get hurt, and he probably should have been, given some of the things that he does in
Earth science lab. Dangerous field. Okay. Perfect. So you guys get up to the table and... sign up, go to your respective.
I was going to say, that's the scary part. Up until now, we've been together, mm-hmm. and now they're like, okay, you come over here. You have to go over there.
Well, we're both going into the cafeteria, though,
so
right?
So you have to go to the A through K line.
We're right, but we're just standing in line.
Yeah, you just got to register.
Yeah.
Can we stand next to each other?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
So you're going to like separate, and Kalino, you're going to go talk to Miss Strusky, and Ben, you're going to go talk to Mr. Itoy.
Correct.
But Mrs. Strusky is so distracted. She's like, Benny, I'm so excited that you decided to take the test. You're going to do so well. You look so cute.
Hey, thanks, Struss.
Is that a new sweatshirt? I bet you washed it.
I mean, yeah, I did.
I'm proud of you. Did you do it yourself? You doing some laundry now? It's a big deal.
Yeah, I did.
That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you.
Well, good luck. And she like pushes her glasses up her nose, and she's just like terrible at making conversation.
Before she says anything to me, can I turn to Ben and be like, Ben, I think she thinks you're an idiot. You don't know how to do laundry.
Listen, he's gone through a lot. I know he's very advanced in some things, but sometimes his sweatshirts could use a wash, and this one looks
you
washed.
You weren't supposed to hear that.
Compliment him. Listen, what's your name anyway? You have to register with her.
Right. I'm Kalino.
Kalino. Ooh. And she's going to present him with his badge, which allows him to go into the testing facility. And Mr. Itoy?
Correct.
Name?
I feel like as soon as he says name, Mrs. Strusky is like, it's Benny Schultz.
And he's going to just turn to her and then turn to you and be like, is that your name?
Yes, sir.
And he's going to very meticulously rifle through, pull out your badge, say, good luck, and just hand it to you very unceremoniously. Both of you have your badges. You walk around the two sides of the table down to the hallway, and Miss Strusky turns around, and she's just like waving at you emphatically, like, good luck, boys. Have fun.
With one hand, I wave, and with the other hand, I just cover my eyes and just kind of put my head down in embarrassment.
This woman has no kids, but clearly would adopt the shit out of Ben.
She has no kids, but every year she gets 180 children.
So, So Ben has his, you know, one hand over his eyes. Kalino is like, turns around and starts emphatically waving back, like, woohoo! Like going for maximum embarrassment. He's like, he like grabs Ben's other hand, and he's like forcing him to wave with two hands.
It's like in Toy Story.
Yes, exactly.
Except my arm is still attached to my body, but that's yeah.
Okay. What you didn't ask, but you need to know is like any good test of somebody's ability. Your teachers will not be your examiners today. You will have outside examiners coming in. You probably found this in your study material somewhere. The examiners are people from the heroing community and the research staff that will be evaluating you on your skills. They do not know you, so that everything can be fair.
Yeah. If proctors who just know nothing about us.
Totally. So, after signing in, you make your way down the hallway towards the cafeteria, and you open the doors expecting to see the same usual like mess of random tables and chairs. There's usually banners on the wall of the Frog Bulls, the mascot of the high school.
Unfortunately, it's very easy for students of Protein City High School to vandalize any posters featuring the Frog Bulls.
Yeah.
It's very easy for them to vandalize.
Yep. Super unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, not all of them have the words on there, but the logo is like a frog with horns and wings.
Yeah.
It's like really weird. Today, however, all the tables have been removed. It has become this very ordered space. So there are rows of neatly lined examination booths, I think I call them.
Ooh. Yeah.
Exam booths. So each booth has a desk in it with a chair on either side. And sort of, they're grouped off into sections. So you see labeled on each section the different skill assessments, the research, history, math, technology, science, and management. And you have to sit for the test you want to take. So you look around the room and find your section and decide which test you're taking.
Okay. I guess I'm going to head over there, over by the tech section. Good luck.
Yeah, you're not going to need it. You can basically cheat.
I mean,
I guess you don't have to, but like, you'll be fine.
I'm not even going to try it. I'm sure they've got something in place. I'm sure they detect it, and I'm not even going to try that.
All right. Well, you'll still be fine.
Yeah, but I mean, you're doing math. You do that stuff in your sleep.
I know, that's why I don't get a lot of sleep.
So the tech and the math sections, where are they in the room? Just for perspective, it's sort of a big, bright lit room. One of the walls is like floor to ceiling windows that look out over the sports fields that are outside. And then the other wall has a bunch of doors that lead to offices and other parts of the school. So you can either be closer to the windows, somewhere in the middle, front, back, or towards the doors. I'll let you choose where your sections are.
Just based on my own experiences with math classes, I'm just going to guess that this is not the most popular subject. Therefore, they probably put it in a less trafficked area. So it's probably going to be like in the back corner by the offices. Like most people are going to be hanging out somewhere in the middle for like the more popular
okay.
subjects.
So we'll say it's towards the wall with the doors, like towards the offices, but like in the far corner out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And tech?
Tech is in an adjacent corner. So not the exact opposite corner, but so an adjacent corner, probably up near the windows.
Cool.
And everything like that. I feel that in terms of popularity would probably be, it's probably a bit more popular
yeah.
people going there. Unfortunately, there's probably also a lot of people who go there thinking they're going to do very well because they know how to work their phones.
Yeah.
And then they're surprised by it. So, yeah.
I once cleared off my entire hard drive.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully the people that are invited to take this test are of a superior
yeah.
quality, but you never know.
Because always...
they could choose to take the wrong test.
Exactly. There's always one. That's what I'm saying. People who are
for sure.
Like, yeah.
So you guys take your seats and you watch the rest of the people kind of file in.
Are we there very early?
No, you're
we're right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Okay. You probably showed up like 10 minutes early. Had to wait in line for a little while.
Great.
Yeah. So everybody's sort of filing in. The door shut behind you or at the back of the room to indicate like, okay, everybody's here.
Yep.
We're going to settle down. And a voice comes over the intercom in the cafeteria. And so on the comic page, we have sort of a formal looking text bubble at the top of the page and a bunch of like some bored, some interested, some very enthusiastic test-taking students pictured in the room. Welcome, Hawk participants. We are thrilled you have chosen to take this next step on your path to being a well-educated and prepared city hero. Well done. Your examiners will be joining you shortly to begin your exam. Please remain in your seats. Good luck, everyone. And then the intercom kind of boops out, as you do. And you have a few minutes to kill before the examiners get here.
All right, it's time to fight. We have to kill these minutes.
So, two questions. What would you do to kind of get through this time? How nervous are you feeling or whatever? And two, do you recognize anybody else in the room?
Kalino is going to be sitting quietly. I'm going to guess that things like phones and the like are...
Yeah,
you
not
don't
okay.
have those anymore. Yeah. Right. So, like, normally what he would do is probably listen to some kind of music. But since he can't do that, he's just going to kind of, like, try to go, like, zen mode on this thing and just kind of, like, take deep breaths and, you know, keep his eye, like, close his eyes for, like, a good 15 seconds at a time and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. We'll do... Ben, what would you do?
Ben has his... like little personal space all laid out. He's got a couple of pencils and then like from probably like little panel to little panel, the pencils keep moving and he's arranging them in different spots. He's like, oh, I don't like those there. No, I'm going to put them on the left side. Oh, no, I want all the extras here, but I want one on the right side. Oh, no, I'm going to put them across the top horizontally.
Uh-huh.
It's just a nervous, panicked, like, let's just start this. Let's get this over with. Yeah.
Cool. in your panic, either of you, do you see anybody else that you know taking the test?
I wouldn't even notice. I'm not even looking at anyone else in the room. Yeah. That's not me trying to dodge your question.
That's okay. The answer can be no. Yeah. It's fine.
I don't think I see any, but I'm not really looking around. I'm in my own head, but in a bad way.
Okay.
So I need a name.
All right.
But yes, I recognize a girl in our grade who, to the best of our knowledge, is not powered in any way. Like, I'm sure she's got something going on that she's here, but it's not the overt, this is clearly a superhero kind of person.
What section is she in?
She's in science. Let's call her Britt.
Okay, her name is Britt. Mm-hmm. To your knowledge, she has no powers, but she's sitting in the science section.
Right.
Cool. Do you try to catch her eye or say hi or anything or not?
No, not right now, because the exam's going to start momentarily.
Yeah.
When the exam starts, are we taking these things like one at a time?
The examiner is going to sit across from you and give the exam kind of part orally, it's part written. Okay. But you get a one-on-one examiner.
All right. So if I'm anywhere near the front of this line, I'm not talking to anybody.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay in the zone.
Yeah, you're probably up in the corner. All right. Cool. How close are you two to each other? So you're like across the room from each other, basically?
Yeah.
All right, perf. Ben is fiddling with pencils. Kalino is eagerly trying to stay focused.
About how many people are there? Mm. Or at least how many seats were there when we came in when they were arranged?
Probably 20 to 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not 100.
Oh, that's a small seat. Yeah. It's a small group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is very prestigious. Like,
okay.
Not everybody that goes to Protean City High gets to go into the heroing major.
Cool.
So you're fiddling with your pencils and Kalino is paying attention to whatever he's paying attention to, trying to focus. Maybe you're petting Isaac in your bag, trying to stay calm.
That's a good idea.
And the clock on the wall is just ticking. And in the beginning, there's like that nervous anticipation, like it's going to start any minute. And then, like, your body starts to relax a little because that any minute has taken a few minutes, and it's now quarter after.
All the people over at management are sweating bullets right now.
You're not wrong. They're checking their watches. But it seems to you guys, at least, that the examiner should have been here by now. This is strange that 15 minutes have elapsed and no one has come in to talk to anybody. There hasn't been an announcement. You're just all sitting there. What do you do?
I'm going to get up and go back towards like the registration area.
The doors are all shut.
We can't get
there.
Yeah,
they're shut. Yeah.
Are there any adults in this room?
No. They're down the hallway outside the shut doors. But you were supposed to have adults in this room. They just didn't show up.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to walk over to Ben's area and ask him like...
And people watch you get up and their eyes get real wide and they're like, oh my God, he's moving. And then they see you kind of walk and they're like, oh, that's ballsy. middle of a test.
But I go up to Ben and I'm like, hey, can you figure out, like, can you, like, listen in on anything in this school? Like, what's going on? Where is everyone?
I mean, I can, but it's the test. I don't want them to think I'm, like, trying to cheat or anything.
Cheat it? What? Nobody's here to... No, there is no test right now. You can't cheat because it's not actually a thing.
Roll to provoke.
I got an 8.
And a 7 to 9, choose one. If they do it, you add a team to the pool. If they do not do it, you mark a condition.
If they do it, add a team to the pool.
So I will do it. Kalino makes it's been 15 minutes. We don't have the tests yet. It can't It can't be too bad. So I'm going to try and tap into like the school's security cameras.
Okay.
Quickly, just to see if I can. Basically, I'm trying to see where everyone is.
Okay.
Like maybe there's still someone who's registering and they just showed up, so they're waiting. Basically, what's going on outside of this room in the hallways?
In the hallways? Okay. Roll to unleash your powers.
So an 8.
An 8. So on a 7 to 9, mark a condition, or I will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
I don't want to mark a condition.
That's fair. So you're not able to tap into the hallway feed. You're not able to tap into the main office. Encrypted. And I feel like you're not trying your hardest right now, probably because you're kind of upset, you're nervous, and you're focused on other things. And
yeah.
It just doesn't go as well as it.
I'm doing the equivalent of like peeking around a corner for a split second.
Right.
So I'm not really analyzing everything.
Right.
Okay.
What you do manage to see is into the faculty locker room. It's the lounge / locker room. What they use it for is instead of having hall lockers, they have lockers for their stuff. It's where the faculty puts their stuff because you can't trust superhero kids to not mess with your stuff. So they're in a secure location. You notice that there's a problem with the camera. There's some sort of green something, like a green haze over the camera. It's kind of that effect when something gets too close to the lens, it blurs out. So you can't tell exactly what it is, but there is an obstruction over the camera in this room.
Okay. Is it something like you can see through it and it's a green, or like there's a green something right
there?
There's
a green something kind of on the camera, and you mark that as kind of odd.
Yeah. It's they've got like higher encryption than normal up. So I can't really see out of the room, but like the teacher's lounge, I can see in there, but I don't actually see anything. There's like a weird green blobby thing.
So if I understand correctly, we're locked in this room. No one seems to notice or care. There's something weird going on in the teacher's lounge. And this exam was supposed to start 15 minutes ago, and I'm freaking out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I guess we can go check it out. Like, maybe we can, like, knock on one of these doors and peek out. Maybe just figure out what's going on.
So, back by the math area, there were doors back there, right?
Like, yeah, you're near the wall of doors. Right. Yeah.
So, and we're familiar with, like, this is the layout of our school. We're familiar with where these things go, right?
You're not allowed to go into these rooms necessarily. They're more like offices. Like if you were going to have a conference or an office meeting with a teacher, you might have them here. But you do know that the offices on this wall kind of all lead into this lounge locker room. That way, when the teachers get there in the morning, they can go stow their stuff, resume office hours. You know, if you go through one of these doors, you will be able to get to the locker storage area.
Like a hallway or like somewhere more interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Kalino's going to sort of like gesture to Ben, like, come on, let's go. And when we walk over to the doors, like, I'm aware that the boys' bathroom is like in this left door.
Okay.
So I'm gonna like go up to the door and be like, oh, it's locked. Like, oh, you know, damn it. We'll have to go around. And I'll like, it's not convincing, but it's good enough. We don't need to be convinced.
You have a lot of eyes
I know.
Because there's you're at the front of the room. You are probably the only one or two people moving.
Yep.
And everybody else is too scared to do anything.
There's definitely someone over in the management section that is like, this is against rule 3.4B.
They're sit making down. Notes on what you're doing.
Yes.
And just in case this is part of the test, to make sure that they've documented every movement that happened inside the room.
Oh my goodness.
And the timestamps and, you know, everything. Yeah. So you choose a door.
So
as,
yeah, we choose.
As we're walking out, I'm like, I bet you Sage probably took management.
Never.
And Kalino notices that there's a lot of eyes, particularly from the management people, on him. So he again grabs Ben's arm and waves really enthusiastically with Ben's hand and just opens the door and ducks in.
Okay. So you both go in the room?
Yeah.
All right.
And is this going into that faculty lounge?
No, you're okay. Just in an office
okay.
right now.
Okay.
So you open the door into an office. It's a pretty typical office. You have like a desk and some bookcases, chairs on either side of the desk, a couple like personal items, maybe like a photo of this person and their family, something like that. And there's a door at the opposite end of the room that would theoretically lead to this faculty area. The room looks pretty normal, aside from that same sort of greenish something is sort of on the floor, kind of sporadically, like little dots of it kind of here and there.
How little are we talking? Like tiny little dots or like a few inches?
I'm going to say like half dollar in diameter.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're sort of, they're sporadic kind of, but they go in a general path towards the door at the back of the room. Ugh.
I've seen this in video games. It means we're supposed to go in there.
Okay, but remember, these are the Hawks, not Tony Hawk Pro Skater. these are the Hawks.
What?
these are the Hawks, not just some video game. Like, as if we need to be ready to apologize if we're not supposed to be here.
And yeah, we can do that. We can just say like, you know, we got nervous or, you know, we were attracted to weird green stuff. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Let's open this door before I regret this anymore.
So who's going to open the door?
Kalina's going to open the door.
Okay. So you open the door and the door swings open and we get a 2-page spread of the door opening. All on the walls, on the ceiling, everywhere in the room, you see these pods, for lack of a better term. They are made out of a sticky, string-like green substance. They are a pretty human-sized. They look like pods, and they are stuck to the walls and the ceiling. There's maybe 25 of them. The room is trashed. Just totally trash. The floor is covered in this green stuff, and you see all these like bumps on the wall.
So Kalino just turns around to Ben and goes, like speechless, like legitimately frightened. Like, what's going on, Ben?
I don't know. The study guide did not mention this at all.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This episode was emceed by me, Elspeth Denman, and I can be found on Twitter at TheCatOnTheWall. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at _Starkey_. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.